Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Yevamos. We're going to start on Chav Zayin Omud Beis in our attempt to get a little bit ahead for Pesach coming up. So we are already on Chav Zayin Omud Beis, eight lines from the top, and we're going to be discussing something which we've already discussed quite a bit, and that is the status of the Zika relationship when a woman never falls to Yibam because her husband passes away. So Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. Rav Huna says in the name of Rav, we have the case of two brothers who married two sisters. Reuven and Shimon married respectively Rachel and Leah. Two brothers married two sisters. And now there's another brother, Levi, in the world. And Shenoflu Lifnei Yavim Echad. And Nebuch, both Reuven and Shimon die. And these two sisters from two separate husbands, Rachel, the wife of Reuven, and Leah, the wife of Shimon, both of them now widows, fall in Yibam to Levi. Shenoflu Lifnei Yavim Echad. So we don't allow them to go and get married. Levi can't do even with either one because of the rabbinical prohibition of achos ziku kaso. This goes according to the opinion that yesh zika. Now, what do they do? Cholatz l'rishona. So when Levi goes and gives chalitza to the first woman, the wife of Reuven, he gives to Rachel chalitza. So cholatz l'rishona hutra. Now, that woman, Rachel, is buteres l'shuk. She's no longer held by Yibam. She had chalitza done to her, and she goes free. Likewise, cholatz l'shnia. Then Levi goes and does chalitza with Leah, the second sister, the wife of Shimon. So she is now free. Hutra as well. She goes free. She's with Teres l'shuk. Now what happens if before he does chalitza, Mesa, if in fact, before he does chalitza to Rachel, she passes away. So now, the achos zikukaso relationship with Leah is broken because Rachel passed away. So if Mesa Rishona, before Chalitza was done to either one of them, so then now, Mutar Bishnia, if he wishes to, Levi is permitted to do Yibam with Leah because it's no longer achos zikukaso. And this opinion is stating that despite the fact that at one point in time she was also to Levi, as long as she's permitted to Levi right now, so therefore the achos zikukaso no longer is in play, and therefore he would be allowed to go and do Yibam with her if he wanted. We do not say that the prior prohibition against doing Yibam with Leah is still in effect in any way, shape, or form. That's what Rav Huna Amar Rav is telling us. And certainly, Vein Tzarech Lomar, that if Meso Shnia, and certainly if it was Leah that passed away before Chalitza was done to either one of them, so then, if it was Meso Shnia, certainly Shemuto B'Rishona, then absolutely would Levi be allowed to do Yibam with the first widow, with Reuven's wife, Rachel. And why is that? Why is it certainly? Because in that situation, Mishum Dehavya Yevama Shehutra, she originally, when Reuven died, there was no achos zikukaso. Shimon was still alive and married to Leah. There was no achos zikukaso. So originally, when Reuven died, Rachel falls in regular Yibam to Levi. Mishum Dehavya Yevama Shehutra, she was permitted to Levi originally. Vinesra, she only becomes achos zikukaso to Shimon's wife, Leah, when Shimon dies. So there was a period of time when she was permitted to Levi, then she became also to Levi because Shimon died, and now it's achos zikukaso, Rachel and Leah both fall to Levi. But now, when Leah dies, so now, v'chazra v'hutra. So Reuven's widow, Rachel, now again becomes permitted to Levi. So certainly in a case where she was permitted, became forbidden because of achos zikukaso. And then when Leah dies, she's permitted again. Rachel's now permitted again. So certainly in that case, when it was permitted, prohibited, permitted, it's good. Certainly in that case, it's good. And the chiddush of Rav Huna Amar Rav is even if it was prohibited from step one. In other words, if Rachel was the one that dies, so Leah was never permitted because of achos zikukaso. So Rav Huna Amar Rav is saying, even in the case where it was Nesra, and then Hutra, it's still acceptable. That's the Chiddush of Rav Huna Amar Rav. Certainly in the case where it was permitted, Nesra, and then permitted, it's good. And even in the case Rav Huna Amar Rav says, where it was never permitted initially, even when she fell to Yibam, it was already prohibited me the Rabbanim because of Achozu Kukaso. Nevertheless, if that Achozu Kukaso goes away because Rachel dies, so then Leah becomes permitted. That's the Chiddush of Rav Huna Amar Rav. In both scenarios, even when it wasn't permitted initially, even if she fell, at the time that she fell, it was prohibited me the Rabbanim to get married. Nevertheless, that prohibition goes away. Then nevertheless, she becomes permitted to do Yibam with Levi. That's Rav Huna Amar Rav. Rav Yochanan disagrees in part. Rav Yochanan says, Rav Yochanan Amar, no, only when it was Meso Shnia Mutar Barishona. He agrees that if Leah passes away, then Reuven's widow, Rachel, once again becomes permitted to Levi, because she was permitted initially, she was Hutra, and then only Nasra, when Shimon passed away, then it became Achozu Kukaso. Originally it was a regular permitted Yibam, then it became Achozu Kukaso, and then when Leah passes away, it once again becomes Hutra. Rav Yochanan agrees with Rav Huna Amar Rav in that situation. If Meisa Shniyah, the second sister, Leah, dies, then Mutar Barishona, the first one, becomes permissible again. However, Rav Yochanan disagrees with the Rav Huna Amar Rav. Abul Meisa Rishona, if Rachel was the one that dies, so then Leah was never permitted, because at the moment that Leah fell to Yibam, Rachel already existed in Yibam, and therefore this was Achozu Kukaso Usur from minute one that Leah falls. So therefore, Abul Meisa Rishona, if Rachel dies, nevertheless, we don't say the Achozu Kukaso goes away. Leah stays forbidden to Levi Usur B'Shnia. Why, my time up? Because of this reasoning. Because if at the time that she falls to Yibam, there is a prohibition in effect, Achozu Kukaso, in this situation, and therefore we don't say Yavama Yavola, that she's allowed to have Yibam done. This is analogous to the case where they don't die childless. They have children, and therefore there's no mitzvah of Yibam, and therefore the Isra of Eishas Ach comes into effect, Vasura. So the machlokas between Rav Huna Amar Rav and Rav Yochanan is only about the case where there was no permitted moment initially. When there's a permitted moment initially, again, let's go over the case one more time. Reuven dies, and his wife Rachel falls to both Shimon and Levi. Shimon obviously can't take her because it's Achos Ishto. So Shimon's out of the picture minute one. Levi's in the picture. This is a regular case of Yibam, and Rachel is permitted to Levi in Yibam. Before he can do Yibam, however, Shimon dies. Now a prohibition of Achos Zukukaso falls into play, and therefore he would have to do Chalitza to both. But then if Leah dies, so then it returns to a permissible relationship with Rachel, and both Rav Yochanan and Rav Huna Amar Rav say in that situation you can do Yibam. But where they argue would be is if Rachel dies. Now, Leah, who was not originally permitted, becomes theoretically permitted because the Isser of Achos Zikukasa goes away. So Rav Huna Amar Rav says it goes away. And even though at the time of the Nefila, at the time that she fell to Yibam, she wasn't permissible, right now she is, and Levi could do Yibam with her. That's Rav Huna Amar Rav. And Rav Yochanan says, no. If at the time that she fell, she was a Yavama, she ain't any kore bo b'shas nefila, Yavama Yavola, at the time that she fell to Yibam, Leah was not permitted because of the Isser of Achos Zikukaso, so that even if that Isser is removed, and it's no longer Achos Zikukaso because Rachel dies, so then in that situation, you still can't do Yibam. That's the Machlokas, Rav Huna Amar Rav versus Rav Yochanan. The more questions, how could Rav not agree with Rav Yochanan? After all, Rav himself said this same din. Yasura, as the Gemara now tells us. Rav Leslie Hai Svara. Rav doesn't hold from this. Rav himself was the one that said this. For my Rav, call Isha. She'ein ani kareba b'shas nefila yavamo yavo aleha hare hi ke'eshes och she'esh lo banim vasura. Rav said exactly what Rav Yochanan said also. So how can you tell me that he argues with Rav Yochanan? Sumar says, though, where did Rav say this? Rav said this only by din daraisa, but Achoz Zikukaso is a din darabanan, and he didn't say it. Han immediately, when did Rav say this idea that if the woman falls to Yibam and can't be taken, then it's like a situation of Eishas Ach Sheish Labanim, and it's Asura because of Eishas Ach? That's only when it's an Issa Daraisa. Heche Dekoi Biapo Issa Achos Isha Daraisa. So, for example, when you had Reuven and Shimon married to Rachel and Leah, when Reuven passes away and his wife Rachel falls to Shimon, that's an issa d'oraisa of achos ishto. So Shimon can never take her. Even if his wife were then to pass away, he wouldn't be allowed to go and take her, because she was ushered to him at that point because of an issa d'oraisa. So he can't do yibum with her. So then, that's when Rav said his din. But here, Avol Hocha, this was only an issa d'rabbanan of achos ziku kaso. So in that situation, Rav disagrees. Zika d'rabbanan, it was only an issa d'rabbanan. And that situation, if the issa d'rabbanan goes away, albeit at the time that she fell, there was an issa d'rabbanan, that's not enough to say that it's not good at all. And Rafun Amar Rav, Rav's opinion is that in that situation, Levi would be able to go and take the woman who initially was usher, but only Midr Rabbanan, and now that Isra of Achos Ziku Kosu goes away, because Rachel passed away. So even though Leah was forbidden originally, Mitatchila, at the time of the Nefila, by an Isra de Rabbanan, if that Isra de Rabbanan goes away, Rav Huna Amar Rav, Rav's opinion is that Levi is allowed to do Yibam with her. And that's the machlokas between Rav Huna Amar Rav and Rav Yochanan. We're going to ask again. Rav Yosef Rechanina asked Rav Yochanan, and in fact, it's really asking on Rav as well, but we're focusing just on Rav Yochanan here, but it's certainly a question on Rav as well. We have the following scenario. Our regular case here, we have four brothers, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda, and Reuven and Shimon are married to two sisters, Rachel and Leah. And again, Nebuch, a lot of tragedies in Yavamos. Umesu hanesuim esu achayos. Reuven and Shimon both pass away, so their respective wives, Rachel and Leah, the two sisters, fall in Yibam to both Levi and Yehuda. And we've already learned this a number of times. This is the famous Mishnah on Daf Chavav, Hareilu Choltzos lo Misyavmos. Levi and Yehuda cannot do Yibam either because of Zika, and it's Achos Ziku Kaso, or because we said Mevato the Mitzvah of Yibam potentially, because if Levi does Yibam, and then Yehuda doesn't do Yibam, and then he dies, so then you Mevato the Mitzvah of Yibam. So therefore, both of them, the Mishnah said Hareilu Choltzos lo Misyavmos. Now, based upon what Rabbi Yochanan had taught us, Vamai, why should that be the case? Let Leku chad minayu lachlutz lo shnia. Let one of the brothers, let's say Yehuda, let Yehuda do chalitza to Leah, the second wife. And now, when the first wife fell, when Reuven passed away, his wife Rachel fell to Shimon Levi and Yehuda. Shimon's out of the picture, obviously, because it's a chos ishto. But now the first wife fell, Rachel fell to both Levi and Yehuda. Yehuda did chalitza to the sister, so this is a chos chalutzoso. So he can't do Yibam. But now this should be a case that Levi should be able to do Yibam with her, because she was originally hutra to Levi. She only became asa to Levi when Shimon died because of a chos ziku koso. And now when Leah is out of the picture because she had chalitza with Yehuda, Levi should be able to go back and do Yibam with her. V'tehevei rishona legabe idoch ki yavama shehutra v'nasra v'chazur v'hutra and tangzor lehetera rishon. So this then should be a case where Levi was originally permitted to do Yibam with Rachel. For a while, after Shimon died, she was achos ziku kaso, so he couldn't do Yibam with her. But now, once Yehuda gives Leah chalitza, that issur goes away. The achos ziku kaso has gone away. So she was originally permissible to Levi. She became also achos ziku kaso, which went away. So she should return to her original hutra status, both according to Rav Yochanan and certainly according to Rav Huna Amar Rav. And therefore, tasa l'tera rishona. Why did our Mishnah say that both of them have to give chalitza? You, in fact, have a way that one of them could do yibam. So what would Rav Yochanan say to that? Mistama, what would Rav say to that as well? Amalei, Rav Yochanan would respond to Rav Yosi Bar Chanina, achoyos Eniodea Mishinon. You're 100% right. It is absolutely permissible for Levi to have done Yibam with the first widow, with Rachel, the widow of Reuven, and therefore that Mishnah is incorrect. I have no idea who authored that Mishnah. Eniodea Mishinon. As Rashi points out in Dibur HaMaskil, Eniodea Mishinon, Kelomar Zu Eno Mishnah. This is not correct. It's a mistaken Mishnah. Now the Gemara is going to go through various possible responses that Rav Yochanan could have given to Rav Yosi Bar Chanina instead of saying that this is not a Mishnah, and we're going to reject all of them and ultimately conclude that Rav Yochanan's response must be Zu Eino Mishnah. So what are all these possibilities? We'll spend most of the rest of the Shia discussing that. V'lei Malei, why didn't Rav Yochanan respond to Rav Yosi Bar Chanina when he said that if you are correct in your statement that sometimes if a woman falls originally and then subsequently becomes prohibited and then becomes permitted again, that such a woman is in fact able to have Yibum done with her. Why didn't you respond? V'le malay, my cholzos nami diktani, choletzes choda. That which Mishnah says that they have to do chalitza, it meant that one of them has to have chalitza done. I.e., in this situation, Leah needed to have chalitza done, and only then could Rachel have Yibum. So when it said that the Mishnah tells us, cholzos lo misyabmos, it's only talking about one of them having chalitza. Why didn't Rav Yochanan respond like that to Rav Yossi B'Chanin? And this way the Mishnah could be, in fact, a good Mishnah. So the Gemara says the obvious answer, because it says cholzos tani, because it says that both of them have chalitza. Again, the Gemara says maybe that's not what it means. Like we had said in yesterday's shiur, previous shiur, v'lei melei my cholzos, it means cholzos the alma. And we use the terminology cholzos, it means for all the layers of the world. It's not only this particular case, and it would have used the term cholzah, but it means for every single such case that one of the women requires chalitza. And that's why it uses the plural terminology cholzos. It's talking about all of the theoretical situations, and one of them has to have chalitza. So cholzos in the plural is referring to that one woman, Leah, for example. But there is no obligation that both Leah and Rachel, there are scenarios, according to Rav Yochanan, and certainly according to Rav, where Yibum could be done to the first wife, Rachel, because she was originally permitted, and only subsequently Osir, and then subsequently permitted again. So why didn't Rav Yochanan say that? So Gemara says, because it says, Elu cholzos, hare elu ketani, which implies both Leah and Rachel. Okay, so that attempt that we could have answered up that the Mishnah is a good Mishnah by using this response from Rav Yochanan to Rav Yochanan, it doesn't fall into play. So let's try again. V'lema, why didn't Rav Yochanan say the cholitz leila rishona bereisha? We know what we're talking about, a situation where Rachel was the one that got chalitza, and therefore, according to Rav Yochanan, there's no way that Leah could ever be, because when she fell, she was always going to be usher, even from the start. So this would be a case for Rav Yochanan that it can't occur that she would ever be permissible. And that's why it says Elu Cholzos, because if you do Chalitza first to Rachel, so then there's no way that Leah would ever be eligible, because at the time that she fell, she was already always usher. So Gemara says, Cholzos, and we turn to Chav Ches Amad Aleph, is an implication of L'chatchilo Ketani, that this requires that you must do Chalitza, not that only default that Chalitza was done to one of them, but it implies that Chalitza must be done to both of them, no matter what. So that line of response from Rav Yochanan would not have been appropriate. No, why didn't Rav Yochanan say the following? The Lay Malay, this is a Gezeira. If we allow it in one case, you may then unfortunately allow it in the other case. If we allow it for Rachel to undergo Yibum because of Rav Yochanan's din of originally was Muteres, she fell in Yibum, then only was Asura, and then Hutra again. So if we allow that for Rachel, it could lead to a potential Takola that we would allow for Leah as well. And therefore, why don't Rav Yochanan respond that this Mishnah is a correct Mishnah, and the reason why it says Cholzos, Elu Cholzos, is because of this Gezeira. Gezeira, Dilma Kodim, Becholos L'Rishona Bereisha. Because in a situation where Rachel got the chalitza first, so then Leah was never, ever eligible. So, therefore, we don't want to allow the possibility that if we say that, yes, Rachel could undergo Yibam, then that could lead to a takola that eventually people might mistakenly think that Leah could undergo Yibam, and that would never be allowed, because Leah was Asura from the moment that she fell. And Rav Yochanan holds, if you're Asura from the moment that you fell, you never can be Hutra, even if the reason, the Achozik Ukasa, went away by doing a chalitza to Rachel. So why didn't Rav Yochanan respond in that way? So Gemara says, because it says, v'lo misyadmos ketani, because look at the rest of the Mishnah. It says that you're not allowed to do Yibam no matter what. The lek or din Yibam hocha klal, that under no circumstances could there ever be Yibam. So therefore, that negates this possible response. Try again. V'lei malei, why didn't Rav Yochanan respond to Rav Yossi B'Chanina that it's a different gezeira? This is would be a gezeira, shema yomus, the yosel abatam, it says yom. Because you're right that there could be a possibility in this scenario that theoretically Rachel could undergo Yibam, but the rabbis made a different gezeira. They made the gezeira here that if we allowed Rachel to undergo Yibam, what might happen? Yehuda would in fact do chalitza to Leah. Rachel would then go back to being mutter, hutra, because the achosik ukasa was no longer there. But in this situation, what happens if before Levi can do Yibam with her, he were to die? And then, therefore, Yehuda, she would fall only to Yehuda. Now, Yehuda had already done chalitza to her sister, so it would be achos chalutzaso. So he wouldn't be able to go and do Yibam to her or chalitza to her. And therefore, in this situation, shema yomos, we also levato mitzvah yavim, and you'd end up negating the mitzvah of Yibam. And that's why, therefore, the gzeira in this Mishnah was don't allow Yibum to occur because it could end up being Mevatel, the mitzvah of Yibum. Why didn't he say that gzeira shema yomos yoso levatel mitzvah yabim? So Gemara says, because Rav Yochanan is lemisa lochayish, because Rav Yochanan wasn't concerned about somebody dying. He doesn't hold from that. And therefore, that's why he didn't give that response. Okay, try again. But lay malay, why didn't Rav Yochanan respond to Rav Yosef b'Chanina that our Mishnah is in fact Rabbi? Now the Girsa that we have is Rabbi Elazarhi, but as we had in our Mishnah, it really should be Rabbi Eliezer, and the Hagos HaBach over here says that the entire page, B'chol HaOmud, we substitute, instead of Rabbi Elazar each time, we say it should be Rabbi Eliezer. So I'm not going to say it each time, I'm just going to pronounce it Rabbi Eliezer each time it says it the rest of this Omud. So Rabbi Yochanan could have responded to Rav Yosef b'Chanina that our Mishnah is in accord with the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. What did Rabbi Eliezer say? The Omar, Kivan Sha'amda Olav Sha'achas Be'isr, if a woman is Osir to have Yibum done to her, even for one moment, despite the fact that she was originally Mutter. But if she becomes Osir, so then Nasr Olav Olamas, then she's totally forbidden to him forever. Not like Rabbi Yochanan holds. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan holds like the Tanoim that argue with Rabbi Eliezer, but our Mishnah is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. And therefore, it's not a steer, it's Rabbi Yochanan, it's just a different opinion. So why didn't he give that answer? So where it says, because we already have Rabbi Eliezer mentioned in Mishnah, me the Sefer, Rabbi, again, it should be Eliezer, therefore, Reish, Alav, Rabbi Eliezer. So you can't tell me that the Sefer is Rabbi Eliezer, and the Reish is also Rabbi Eliezer. It wouldn't be like that. So therefore, the Reish is not Rabbi Eliezer, it's the Tanoim that argue with Rabbi Eliezer, and therefore, you can't say that they hold that if a woman is also for sure Achas, she would be also forever. So, try again. The name of Lay is the Girsa that it should be in the Mesoros HaShas, brought down in the name of the Yaivitz, instead of V'neima Lahu. Now, I don't know why it says over here V'neima instead of V'leima, as we've said throughout, that he doesn't go into. But in any event, why didn't Rabbi Yochanan answer to Osi B'Chanina? The Nofel B'Vasachas, that both Reuven and Shimon died in a car accident. They died at the exact same time. The Nofel B'Vasachas, Rabbi Yossi Aglili. And this goes in accord with the opinion of Yossi Aglili, the Omar F. Sholet Samson, that they in fact could have both died simultaneously. And if they both died simultaneously, so then in this situation, there never was a moment that one of them was Hutra. You can't say that Reuven died beforehand, and therefore Rachel was the first widow. No, maybe Rachel Nebuch and Leah Nebuch both became widows at the same time. There was a car accident. They both died simultaneously. Now, you're going to tell me that one of them must have died first, that even though they died roughly at the same time, it's impossible to say that they both died exactly at the same second. But no, that's not the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Glili. Rabbi Yosef Glili is of the opinion Rabbi Yosef Glili, he d'amar efshar litzamtin. No, we can state that they died literally at the exact same second, and therefore, why didn't Rabbi Yochanan give that answer to Rabbi Yosef Chanina to say that's how you explain our Mishnah? Why did our Mishnah insist that you do chalitza not yibam? Because there is no scenario that she was hutra originally. But taka, if she had been hutra originally, then Rabbi Yochanan is right, and he is consistent with our Mishnah. So where it says, no, lo sasam lo tanak, Rabbi Yosef Glili, because there is no, at least according to this understanding over here in the Gemara, the Mefarshim point out that there is a Stam Mishnah that seems to go like Rabbi Yosef Glili, but in any event, our Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah here, it doesn't say who the author of the Tanakam is, so lo sasam lo tanak, Rabbi Yosef Glili, and therefore that's why Rabbi Yochanan didn't give that answer. Finally, try again, v'lei malei, why didn't Rabbi Yochanan say to Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina, the lo yadinan heinafu bereisha? You know what the Mishnah is talking about? Again, they both died in a car accident, and we have no idea which one died first. We know they didn't die at the same time, because it's impossible to be mitzamtzin, like the Tanoim that disagree with Yosef Glili, but since we don't know which one died first, maybe it was Rachel's husband who's died first, and therefore Rachel was Hutra, and then subsequently, when Shimon died a few seconds later, she was Asura because of Achos Zikukaso, and then when Chalitza is done to Leah, so then she becomes Mutter again. Oh, then you could do Yibam, but maybe not. Maybe, in fact, it was Shimon that died first, and a few seconds later, Reuven died. So, in fact, Leah was the one that was a widow first, and now, when she had Chalitza to her, it turns out that Rachel was never permissible. So, therefore, why didn't Rav Yochanan give that teretz? So, Gemara says, no, didn't give that teretz because, Ihachi, if that were the case, Hainu Diktani, so then why did the Mishnah say, Kodmu V'Kansu Yotziu? Why did the Mishnah say that if they, in fact, Levi and Yehuda each did Yibam, that they did something wrong, and they have to be motzir. So, Bishlama Rishona, whichever one of the two, either Rachel or Leah, in fact, underwent Yibam. So, let's say Levi, in fact, did Yibam first with Rachel. So, then we can understand, since he did Yibam first, so there was a problem. So, he definitely has to divorce Rachel. Bishlama Rishona Amrina Le Man Sharyaloch. Who gave you permission to go and do Yibum with her? That's not allowed because it's Achoziku Kasa. But the second one, Elishnia, we would then say in that respect, Chavrai, Yehuda would be saying, Levi, my Chaver, Shnia Yibim. He in fact did Yibum on the second one who became a widow. And Ana Rishonam Yabim. And I actually did Yibum on the first one because she's actually permitted to me. Because as soon as he did Yibum on the second one, that's like he did Chalitza to her, and therefore it's no longer Achoz Ziku Kaso. And if it's Achoz Ziku Kaso is removed, so in fact, the one who was widowed first, I actually did Yibum on. She was Hutra, Nasra, and Hutra. So that's why Rav Yochanan couldn't give this teretz, because in fact, if that were the case, so then only one of them would be required to do a Gerushin, not both of them. So every single possibility that Rav Yochanan could have told Rav Yosef Hanina has been negated, and therefore, Hainu Kamarle, that's why Rav Yochanan ultimately responded to Rav Yosef Hanina, Achoyos, this Mishnah on Dav Chavav, with the two sisters, Ein Yodea Mishnah. There's no way to reconcile this. I think this is a faulty Mishnah. I cannot understand this Mishnah. Who is the author of it? It seems to go against what I am saying. Now, we had a two dots over here, but we're going to continue going on with this because we're going to discuss now the second part of the Mishnah. We've clearly shown that the first part of the Mishnah cannot be understood within the Shita of Rav Yochanan, or Rav for that matter. And now, we're going to show that the next parts of the Mishnah also are problematic. Tanan, we learned in the next section of this Mishnah on Chavav that it tells us when you have the case of the two sisters who Nebuch had marriages with Reuven and Shimon. Rachel married Reuven, Leah married Shimon, and Nebuch, both Reuven and Shimon die, and in this situation, they fall in Yibum to Levi and Yehuda. Now, we had said in that situation, if Levi is in fact not allowed to go and do Yibum with Rachel, because Rachel is his mother-in-law, or his mother-in-law's mother. In other words, they're an Isser Erva to him, which would be an Isser of Kares, and the marriage would not take effect. So then, in fact, Levi would be permitted to go and do Yibum with Leah. Therefore, Asur Ba, he's forbidden to do Yibum with either Rachel, the widow of Reuven, or any other co-wife, because of Tzaris Erva, we possibly like Beis Hillel, but in fact would be Bechoyev to do either Yibum with Chalitza with Leah, Shimon's wife, or any co-wife of Shimon. That's what the Mishnah said. Vasheni also b'shtem. But still, Yehuda, who is not an Erva to either Rachel or Leah, so he is forbidden to both of them because of Achos Ziku Kaso. Now, Salka Daitin, I would have said, in the situation where Reuven died first, and his wife Rachel, who's the mother-in-law, let's say, of Levi, only falls to Yehuda, so that's a real case where Hutra, she was permitted from the beginning, the Nafla Chamos Utchila, so let's say Levi's mother-in-law was the Rachel, and she lost her husband first, Reuven died first, so in that situation, why does the Mishnah say that Yehuda can't do Yibum with her? If she fell first to only Yehuda because she didn't fall to Levi, so then, Vamai, they should allow Lekum Chosum Liyabein Hach De Eino Chamosu Bereisha. Then certainly in that situation, Levi should be allowed to go and do Yibum with the wife of Shimon, who is not his mother-in-law. His mother-in-law and her tzara are forbidden to him. So certainly when Shimon dies, there is no problem of Achoz Zikukoso because Rachel was not Zikuka to him because it's his mother-in-law. And her tzara therefore was not Zikuka to him as well. So then why didn't the Mishnah state that Levi can do Yibum with Leah, that therefore removes the Achoz Ziku Kaso, v'tevi chamoso legabi idoch ki yavama shehutra v'nesra v'chazer v'hutra. And now, Yehuda had originally Rachel falling to him, then it was Nesra when it became Achoz Ziku Kaso, when Shimon died and Leah also fell to him, but now, once Levi does Yibum with Leah, so now he should be allowed to go and do Yibum with Rachel because this should be like a Kiyavama. She was originally Hutra to him. Rachel was originally Hutra to him. The Nasra, when Shimon died and Leah also became Achoz Ziku Kaso, she was Nasra to him. But now, when in fact Levi does Yibum with Leah, which he's allowed to do, the Hutra, so she should again be allowed to be Muteris to Yehuda. Why not? After all, she should be Tazor Letera Rishon. And in fact, the Mishnah should have said that both of them can do Yibum. So the Gemara says, no, Amar Papa, no. Kigod Dinofla Hach, Deina Chamosa Bereshon. No, We're dealing here where Shimon died first. And therefore, if Shimon died first, so then you can never say that it wasn't Achozik Ukoso from minute one. Because in that situation, yes, Levi could have done Yibum with Leah. However, the minute Reuven dies, and now Rachel is also there, it was Aser for Yehuda from minute one when Rachel falls to because of Achozik Ukoso. So therefore, there's no way that both of them could be married, even according to Rav Yochanan. Now we quote the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, Rabbi Elazar Omer Beishami Omer V'chule. According to Rabbi Elazar, he disagrees with the Tanakhama, and he says that this isn't L'kuli Alma. This is, in fact, a machlokes between Beishami and Beishilo. The Beishami are the ones that say that each brother can, in fact, keep their wives, and it's only Beishilo that says that they must divorce him if they jumped ahead, Kansu. So Beishilo says, in fact, Yotziu, but Beishami would say that they can keep them. That's Rabbi Elazar's opinion. Tanya, now we're going to discuss this more. We'll see that there actually are four opinions over here, not just the two that we seem to have in the Mishnah, which are really three, because it's a Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, according to Rabbi Eliezer. So Tanya, learning the Braisa, it fleshes out all the Shittas. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Beis Shammai Omer Mikaimu, in the situation where Levi and Yehuda jumped in and both did Yibam, so then we say over here that both brothers are allowed to go and keep their wives. Beis Hillel Omerim Yotziu, but Beis Hillel says no, they have to go and divorce them. And then we have an additional opinion, which we didn't have previously, Rabbi Shimon Omer Yekaimu. Rabbi Shimon's opinion, as we'll subsequently see, the Gemara is going to ask, what does it mean, Rabbi Shimon? So I'll tell you the end result. Rabbi Shimon says that no, even Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai both agree that Yekaimu. There is no machlokas here between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. That's Rabbi Shimon's opinion. They allow them, when they jump ahead in Kansu, both Levi and Yehuda can keep their wives. Abishol disagrees. Abishol Omer, and we had had this actually previously, when we learned the Mishnah Chavav, we pointed out this Tosus over here at the bottom of Chav Chesam and Aleph, and this was the sheet of Abishol. Abishol Omer, Kal Hoyol Beis Hillel B'davar Zed, that in fact Beis Hillel was the lenient opinion over here. It was Beis Shammai, Shebeis Shammai Omer Yotziu, or Beis Hillel Omer Yekaimu. So he has flipped around. Abishol has it flipped around to what Rabbi Eliezer in our Mishnah had said. So we have three opinions over here. We have Rabbi Eliezer's opinion and Abishol's opinion that are diametrically opposed. And then you have the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, which I've already told you. It means that he says that everybody says Yekaimu, both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Now the Gemara says, what exactly is Rabbi Shimon's opinion? Rabbi Shimon, come on. If you're telling me Ike Beis Shammai, so then Hainu Rabbi Eliezer. Ike Beis Hillel, Hainu Abishol. So again, what is Rabbi Shimon saying when Yekaimu? If he's saying that it's Beis Shammai's opinion, so then that's exactly like Rabbi Eliezer. If he's saying it's Beis Hillel's opinion, that's exactly like Abishol. So the Gemara says, no, Achikamah. What Shimon is saying is that there's no machlokas over here. Lo nechluku Beis Shammai Beis Hillel b'davar zeh. And in fact, this is a separate third shita that both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai both say they don't have to get divorced if they marry them. And then we had the fourth shita, which was in the Mishnah, the Tanakhama, that says that both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel say yotziu, that both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel say they have to get divorced in that situation. Okay, these are the four shitas. Then we quote the Mishnah, it goes to the next section of the Mishnah where it said, Hoyso achas man v'chule, if you had one of the sisters with an erva situation, like we said, if Rachel was in fact the mother-in-law or the mother-in-law's mother, so then Rachel would be an erva to Levi, and therefore Levi would be allowed to go and do Yibam with Shimon's wives, and Yehuda would still not be able to do Yibam, he would have to only be able to do Chalitza. More questions. We already learned this previously. Why are you retelling this? After all, we learned it previously. Where did we learn this previously? On Daf Chaf, where it said, that if you have this situation where one of the two sisters is in fact an erva, so then you are allowed to go to either Yibam or Chalitza on the other sister. So why do you have to repeat it again? So Rucha says, Tzricha, you need to repeat it again because they're talking about two different scenarios. The situation on Dav Chav is different than the situation on Dav Chav Vav. Why is that? Tzricha, you need both. Because the Iyashmi and the Hossam, if you only told me about the Mishnah on Dav Chav, that was a straightforward case where Reuven was married to Rachel, sister one, and Shimon was married to Leah, sister number two, and then they both passed away. Now, normally, that would be a problem to Levi, the third brother who's alive at that time, of Achozik Ukaso. But in this situation, Rachel was his mother-in-law. So she's out of the picture. Any other co-wives of Reuven are out of the picture. And therefore, it's a straightforward relationship that Levi can do either Yibam or Chalitza if he wants with Leah, the other sister, or any other wives that Shimon had had. So if we only had that case, I would have said, you know why? Mishum Deleka Lemigza Mishum Sheni. In that situation, we allow Levi to go and do Yibam with either Leah, the second sister, the wife of Shimon, or any other co-wife that Shimon had, because there is no Yehuda in the picture that we have to be concerned about. However, in the Mishnah Chavav, Abal Hacha, in our Mishnah, there's a Levi and a Yehuda. If we allow it, we may come to do it wrong. While Levi could go and end up marrying Leah in this situation because Rachel is his mother-in-law, but that may lead Abal Hacha, we should make a Gzera L'migza Mishum Sheni, because Yehuda may mistakenly think, well, if he could go and do Yibam with Leah, I can go do Yibam with Rachel. The Ikal L'migza Mishum Sheni. So therefore, Emelo, I might have said in the Mishnah Chavav that we don't allow it. Oh, that's why you need the Mishnah Chavav. No, so just have the Mishnah Chavav and don't have the Mishnah Chav. Yashmin and the Hacha, if you have our Mishnah Chavav, when you have a Levi and Yehuda in the picture, I would have said, Mishum the Ikal Sheni the Kamuchach, because I would have said, you know what? Only Levi is allowed to do Yibam. The rabbi said, Yehuda, you can't do Yibam. You must do Chalitza. So therefore, there'll be no doubt as to why this is allowed. But in a case where there was only one brother, Abul Hasam, the Lekosheni, I might have said there's no clear proof that this is not going to lead to a Takala. Therefore, aim low. Maybe in that situation, we don't allow because there's not another brother to prove that this is an exception to the rule because it's not a Chozik Kukaso because one of them is an Erva. So I might have said paradoxically that on Dav Chav, we wouldn't allow it. Therefore, Tzricha, that's why you need the Mishnah on Chav and you need the Mishnah on Chav Vav. Then we quote the Mishnah further. In a case where the Issa from Rachel to Levi is not a mother-in-law, but it was either an Issa Mitzvah, she was one of the Shneos, or she was an Issa Kedusha, she was for example, a divorcee, and he's a Kohen, so then in that situation, whereas Issa V'chulei, he said that both of them require Chalitza, we don't allow Yibam. Now, Gemara again says, Hanami Tanina, we had also learned this earlier in that same Mishnah on Dav Chaf. And we turn to Chav Ches Amud Beis. It said there, Beferish, Issa Mitzvah, V'Issa Kedusha, Choletzes, V'lo Misya Bemes. Again, in the case where Reuven was married to Rachel, Shimon is married to her sister Leah, and there's only one brother. There's Levi in the picture. And Rachel was not his mother-in-law. Rachel was an Issa Mitzvah or an Issa Kedusha to him. So in that situation, we did not allow him to go and do Yibam to Leah. But we said, Choletzes, V'lo Misya Bemes. Both of them require Chalitza. Some have the Gersa Choltzos, V'lo Misya Bemes. Both of them have to have Chalitza done to them. Neither one can Levi do Yibam to. Even though one was an Issa Mitzvah, an Issa Kedusha, so you might have thought the other one he can do Yibam to. So we said, no, we don't allow that. Now, since we learned this din already on Daf Chav, why do we need to teach it to us again on Daf Chav Vav? So the Gemara says, no, you need both. Hasam, in the case on Daf Chav, Issa Mitzvah Lechuda, there was only an Issa Mitzvah. There we were only dealing with the woman herself. That Issa Mitzvah couldn't be taken in Yibam. But here on Chav Vav, we're adding an additional thing. Hacha Issa Mitzvah Ve'achosa. Here we're adding the additional situation where it's an Issa Mitzvah, and it's also Achos Zikukoso. Here we have the additional factor. And I might have thought, Sokadai Techaminoch, Leikum Issa Mitzvah, Bimokum Issa Erva. I would have said that the Issa of Issa Mitzvah should have the same halachic status as the Issa of Erva. And in fact, we should treat the Issa Mitzvah like it was an Issa Erva. And just like Rachel is prohibited to Levi through an erva when she was the mother-in-law, so too if she is a shneos or a iser kedusha, she should also be forbidden to Levi, and therefore we should allow Levi to go and do yibam with the other sister, with Leah. And therefore, kamash malon, the chiddush is over here that we don't say v'tisyabem. We say no, kamash malon, we don't allow that. Gemara says, what's your hava mean over here? V'tisyabem? Do you really think that she would be able to undergo yibam? After all, kivan demidoraisya ramya kamei. So this woman, on a Daraisa level, is permitted. It's only an Issa Darabanon. So since Kiva Midiaraisa, Ramya Kamei, this woman is permitted to fall to Levi in Yibam. So he can't say that this is like the Issa of Erva. In this situation, Kopoga Beachosikukoso. There is, in fact, on a Daraisa level, Achosikukoso. Now, albeit Achosikukoso is only a Darabanon din, but on a Daraisa level, there is this prohibition of Achosikukoso. So it says, no. If I didn't have this additional Mishnah on Chavav, I would have said, Mishon Mitzvah Ovid Rabbanon. I would have said, you know what? This is an Issa de Rabbanon, that there's an Issa of Mitzvah, the Shneos, and there is an Issa de Rabbanon of Achozik Ukaso. I might have said on my own, if we only had our Mishnah on Chav, that on Chavav, the halacha would not be like this. I would have said that without telling us the Mishnah on Chavav, I would have said that, in fact, the Issa de Rabbanon of Achos Zikukaso would in fact not hold up when there is an Isser Mitzvah. I would have said that the Rabbanon of the Isser Mitzvah, the Shnios, would knock aside the Achos Zikukaso because after all, Midr Rabbanon, they're not allowed. So therefore, there is no rabbinic prohibition. And therefore, Levi could in fact go and take Leah in Yibam. Therefore, Kamash Balon. No, that's why you need the Mishnah on Chavav. We quote further the Mishnah Chavav, another Chiddush, Hois Achas Min V'chule. Here, that section of the Mishnah is talking about where one of the sisters was an Isser Erva, Rachel was, let's say, the mother-in-law of Levi, and in that section of the Mishnah, in addition to Rachel being the mother-in-law of Levi, you had, paradoxically, that Leah was also the mother-in-law of Yehuda or any other Erva situation. They both were Arayas. And therefore, in that situation, Levi, in fact, does do Yibam with Leah if he wishes to. And in fact, Yehuda does do Yibam with Rachel if he wishes to because there is no Achos Zikukaso because both of them had Erva situations. So again, this Mishnah on Chavab was already taught to us previously. Hasu Lamali, because Hainu Hach, what new Chiddush does this did teach us? That if one is an Erva, then it's permitted. There is no Isra of Achos Zikukaso when you're dealing with an Erva. Malichat, Malitrei. What difference does it make if Rachel was the Erva to Levi and there was no Erva from Leah to Yehuda? Or there is. It's the same principle. An Erva is not a problem of Achos Zikukaso. Subar said, Tzricha, you need the additional case. Again, because the Ashmi and Ohasam, if I only had the first case, which tells me that if Rachel is the mother-in-law of Levi, so then Levi is not allowed to Yibam with her, and therefore it's not Achos Zikukaso, and he could do Yibam with Leah. In that situation, Mishum de'ikos sheni de'mochach, because in that situation, Yehuda still is forbidden to do Yibam with either Rachel or Leah, because for him it's Achos Zikukaso. So you have the other brother, Yehuda, proving why Levi can do it, because Yehuda can't. Mishum de'ikos sheni de'mochach, therefore we allow it. Avohacha. But in the second case, where there is no second brother that's forbidden, the lack or sheni the kamochach, the second brother doesn't prove it because, after all, Yehuda is in the same situation as Levi. Each of them is forbidden by an erva to one sister and permitted to the other sister. So the lack or sheni the kamochach to show us this din, emelo, I might have said, therefore, we don't allow because it's too easy for a takala to occur. So just tell me this case, the second case with both Levi and Yehuda, each being an erva to one of them. If you just told me that case, I would have said, Tarvayu Moche Hadadi. It's because you have these two, each one is an erva to one and permissible to the other. There's no Achos Zikukaso. Here we clearly see the din. But Aval Idach, if you only had one, if only Levi was the erva with Rachel, the other Yehuda to Leah had no such erva relationship, lo, I wouldn't know necessarily the din. I would have said, maybe there we don't. Therefore, Tzricha, therefore you need both cases to teach us this idea. Finally, we go to the last part of the Mishnah. It gave us the example, Zuhi Sharma V'chule. We said, this is the example, Lord, where you could have Achoso Kishihi Avimta Ocheletzes Omisyavelitz. That's what we said in the Mishnah on the end of Chavav Amud Aleph. And the Gemara now says, if you have that, Zuhi L'mutemai. What is the Zuhi, this is the case, as opposed to which case is not the case. Isn't it L'mute to exclude Isser mitzvah lazeh, the Isser mitzvah lazeh? Doesn't this come to exclude the case where there was only a derabbanan relationship between Levi and Rachel and a derabbanan relationship between Yehuda and Leah? For example, they were both shnios. So if that's what it's coming to exclude, so then we already know that. Hasu lomeli. I learned it already once. Hainu hach. Once I know that the Isser mitzvah is not enough to remove the Isser of Achos Zikukaso, so then why do you need to tell me it with both cases? Isn't it enough to tell me it with Levi and Rachel? Why do I need to tell me it with Levi and Rachel and Yehuda and Leah? Hasulamali Hainu Hach. It's the same thing. Malichad, Malitre. What difference does it make whether it's dealing with one or both? So Gemara says it makes a difference because you know what I would have said? Ma'u detema ki lo aminon oke Isser mitzvah b'makum Isser erva. When do we say that we don't allow this Isser mitzvah to stand as if it was an Isser erva? And we treat it still as a derabbanon, hechad ikol lemigza mishum sheni. That's only if you had a potential for a takola by having a second brother, which would be allowed, and therefore it would be a potential takola. Al hechad lekol lemigza mishum sheni. But when there is no situation where there's a sheni, because here you have both of them being an isser erva, you know what I would have said? Ema lahai okimna isser mitzvah b'mokum isser erva. Lahai okimna isser mitzvah b'mokum isser erva. And therefore liadmu. Since both of them in this situation, there's no takala potential because, after all, there still is a full Issa Mitzvah, an Issa Durabbanon. So maybe we should, in fact, not have Achos Zukukasa in this situation. So the Chiddush and Mishnah is, no, we still are concerned over here that there should be this prohibition on a Durabbanon level of Achos Zukukasa, even though there are two separate Isuri Mitzvah involved, which is also an Issa Durabbanon. This concludes this discussion. Again, a quite complicated discussion. Again, I hope it's clear. Some of the Gemaras and Yevamos are not easy. Okay, now we go weiter. Now this actually throws back all the way to the first parak with the Mishnah, the Chamesh Esrei Nashim, the 15 women, and we had a statement there that this din applies to all 15 of the Arayas. That's what we said later on Daf Tes. As you can see, the Masorah Sashas Os Beis. Now, Amar Yehuda Amar Rav. Yehuda Amar Rav tells us the Chayin Tani Reb Chiya, and we had this again previously. This is all Chazari actually over here. So too did Reb Chiya tell us the Chulan. In all 15 cases, we have the scenario Ani Kori Bahen Hasura Lezeh Muteris Lezeh Vachosa Kishivimta Ochaletzis O Misyadelis. That statement which we had made, that when you have one sister that's forbidden to this brother, but it's permitted to the other brother, so then the one who it's forbidden to obviously can't do Yibam. The one that it's permitted to can do Yibam, as we've been talking out throughout. No Chiddush there, that we understand. And the second part, Vachoso Kishiyavimta, and sometimes when they both fall, so you could have in the scenario that we've just been talking about, that Rachel, for example, is Kaloso and Issa Erva with Levi, so then Levi is permitted to do either Yibam or Chalitza with Leah. Great. Now, according to Rabbi Chiya, as well as Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, this applies to all 15 of the women that we discussed, the Chamesh Esrei Nashim. Doesn't only deal with the mother-in-law, it deals with every single scenario. So there are three Amarayim here that qualify this statement. Rabbi Yehuda Metage Mechamoso Va'elach. This statement that was attributed to Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav, and to Rabbi Chiya, so according to the Amora, Rabbi Yehuda, this is only for 7, case number 7, and onwards. It doesn't include the first 6 that are mentioned in the Mishnah. It doesn't include the Bito cases on either his side or his wife's side. Yehuda Metage Mechamoso Va'elach. It's only for number 7 and onwards. Avoshisa Bave Deresha. The first 6 cases. Again, his daughter or his daughter's daughter or his son's daughter on his side going down to the granddaughter level, or on his wife's side going down to her daughter or her granddaughters, either through her son or through her daughter, are not included in this idea. Why not? My time, why no? Avoshisa Bavi Deresha Lo. My time, why not? Given the Bito, Ba'onsin Hu, the Mishkachas Lo, since we had pointed out, well, there was a machlokus about this, Rashi, Tosus, and others. The simple understanding was this is only referring to Bito Me Anusoso. It's only referring to a daughter from a non-marriage relationship, or his wife's daughter from a non-marriage relationship. Benisuin Lo Mishkachas Lo. We don't find such a possibility that you could have, in our case of Rachel and Leah, the two sisters married to the two brothers, that both of them could be in this situation, both of them could be daughters not through marriage. They could only be possibly daughters through marriage. So then, Benisuyin Kamairi, Ba'onsin Lo Kamairi. So when Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav and Rabbi Chiya said that this applies in all cases, they're only saying it applies Bechulan and Yikori Behen, it only applies to 7 and onward, but not the first 6, because they cannot occur outside of Nisuyin, and they're only referring to cases that occurred during Nisuyin. That's the first understanding, Rabbi Yehuda, the Amora Rabbi Yehuda. Second understanding of this statement from Amar Yehuda Amar Rav and V'chein Tani Rabbi Chiya, it goes on all of them, so Abaye Metagim Av Bito. He says, no, it does include Bito that comes from a non-marriage relationship, because who says it's only talking about Nisuin? Where does it say that? Abaye Metagim Av Bito. And we have the gears of Baal, but that's not necessary. Man usaso. It comes from a non-marriage relationship. Why? Kiven dashkuche mishkachso. Since in this situation, you now can have it for all 15 cases. You could have that Rachel and Leah are in fact sisters that would be outside of a marriage. They were biological sisters. It wasn't a marriage relationship. So therefore, since you can find it in such a situation, kiven dashkuche mishkachso, so iboye beonsin tehebe, iboye benisuin tehebe. All 15, now we can find them, whether through marriage or not through marriage. And therefore, Abaye says, this includes the first 6 cases as well. But he does agree that it's not all 15. Because he says it's the first 6, because we're talking even outside of marriage. And he says it also includes the next 8. But it doesn't include the 15th and final case. Aval Eishes Achiv Shelo B'Olamo. No, it doesn't include that. Why? Because it could only include it if you went according to the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, which I'll remind us what that was in a moment. We had a whole couple of days discussion about Rabbi Shimon Shita. I'll remind you about that in a moment. But Kivan Daliba the Rabbi Shimon who the Mishkachas Law, Aliba the Rabbanan Law Mishkachas Law. But since that 15th case of the Eishes Achiv Shelo B'Olamo could only be in accordance with the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, and not in the accordance of the Chachamim, so Bepluk to Lokamayri. So therefore, Rabbi Chia, when he says, Chayin Tani Rabbi Chia, he doesn't want to get involved in Machlokas, he's only talking about the first 40 cases. But yes, it could apply, but only according to Rabbi Shimon, in the case of Eishes Achiv Shelo B'Olamo. What is this Machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon? So if you remember, I spent a lot of time on this in Daf Yud Ches, Yud Tes, Chaf, and previously as well. So Rabbi Shimon's Shita is that if a child was born prior to the Yibam, but after the death of Reuven, so again, it's a very simple situation. You have Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven, Nebuch, passes away. His wife, Rachel, falls to Shimon in Yibam. But before Shimon can do Yibam, Levi is born. So everybody agrees in this situation that Levi will never be able to do Yibam with Reuven's widow. Even if Shimon does Yibam with her, and he's allowed to, and now he's fully married to her, so Shimon is now fully married via Yibam to Rachel. If Shimon would then pass away, so then his currently now wife, through Yibam, Rachel, would forever be forbidden to Levi because he is an Eishesach Shloya B'Olamo. Everybody agrees to that, even Rabbi Shimon, because at the time that Levi was born, the Yibum had not yet occurred, and he was never alive at the time that Reuven was married to her, so this is a classical case of Eishes Achiv Shelo B'Olamo. Even Rabbi Shimon would agree to this. But where Rabbi Shimon and the Chacham had Machlokes was, if Shimon did Yibum with Rachel, and only after that is Levi born. So when Levi comes into the world, he never sees Reuven's widow as Reuven's widow. He only sees her as Shimon's wife. So he's an Eishes Ach that is alive at the time of Shimon. He never saw Rachel, the now Yibum wife of Shimon, in any way other than being the wife of Shimon. And then Rachmon Lislan, if Shimon passes away, both this Yibum wife of Shimon, Rachel, as well as any other tzaros, do in fact, according to Rabbi Shimon, fall to Levi, and Levi can do Yibum with them. The Chacham disagree, and they said once this wife was not permitted via the idea of Eishes Achiv Shelo B'Olamo to Levi, even though now, only looking at it from Shimon's point of view, they are Achim Dehayu V'Olamo, this Issa, the original Issa, still would apply. So this was a famous machlokes between Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim. So Abaye is saying, explanation number two, of Machain Tani Rabbi Chia, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav, so this Shita doesn't include the 15th case according to the Chachamim. Fine. The third understanding of Machain Tani Rabbi Chia, as well as Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, is from Rav Safram. Rav Safram Metargim as follows. He says, you can't even find this 15th case according to Rabbi Shimon. He's not disagreeing with Abaye, but he says that Rabbi Chia and Amar Rabbi Yehuda Rav, in fact, include this case. And when it says, V'chein Kulan, it includes the 15th case, Eishes Achiv Shelo B'Olamo, as well. And that is, if you have six brothers, if you have Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and subsequently Yisachar and Zvula that are included in this discussion. And he says, V'simonech, it goes in the following way, Meis nolad v'yibim, Meis nolad v'yibim. Now we had this previously, and now we're going to go through it again here in the Gemara, so I'll translate it now as we go forward. What was happening over here? You have brothers Reuven and Shimon, Nesuyin Shtei Achayos. Reuven and Shimon are married to the two sisters, Rachel and Leah. Now, Levi and Yehuda are alive at this time, and they're married to totally unrelated women, not related to Rachel or Leah, and not related to each other. Levi's married to his wife, Levi's wife, and Yehuda's married to his wife, Yehuda's wife. These are shtei nochrios, two unrelated women. Again, just a reminder, nochrios doesn't mean non-Jewish women, it means unrelated women. So, right now, what we're set up is there are four brothers, each of them has one wife. Reuven's wife is Rachel, Shimon's wife is Leah, Rachel, Leah's sisters, Levi has Levi's wife, Yehuda has Yehuda's wife, they're totally unrelated to anybody else. And then Nebuch, Meis Reuven, Reuven now dies. Only four brothers are alive in the world at this point in time, Reuven dies. And before Levi or Yehuda actually does Yibam with Reuven's wife, obviously Shimon can't because it's Achos Ishto. he's married to Leah, the sister of Rachel, so there's no way he can do Yibam, so he's out of the picture for now. So before Levi or Yehuda actually does Yibam, both of them are eligible to Yibam with Rachel, the widow of Reuven. Mazel Tov, in this situation, Yisachar is born, the fifth brother is born. So Mes Reuven and Nolad Yisachar before Yibam occurs. And then after Yisachar is born, the fifth brother, the Yibam Levi. Now Levi does Yibam. So where do we stand right now? According to everybody, Yisachar was born before the Yibam. So even according to Rabbi Shimon, Yisachar will never be able to do a Yibam marriage with Rachel because he's an Eish Yisachar Shelo Yobel Lomo. And even according to Rabbi Shimon, Yisachar was alive when she was ushered to him, when Rachel was ushered to him, because she hadn't yet undergone Yibam. So everybody, even Rabbi Shimon, would say Yisachar cannot do Yibam with Rachel. And when Levi does Yibam with her, not only would she become usher, but any other tsaros of Levi would become usher to Yisachar should Levi die. Fine. And that's Nebuch, unfortunately, what happens. After Levi does Yibam with Reuven's widow, Mes Shimon. Now Shimon dies. Now, at this point in time, all of the other brothers, Levi, Yehuda, and Yisachar, were alive during Shimon's lifetime, so they all have their ability to do Yibam, because they're all Achim Shoyu B'Olamo. But before Yehuda does Yibam with this Leah, the wife of Shimon, Nolad Zvulun. Now Zvulun is born. Now, again, according to everybody, even Rabbi Shimon, Zvulun will forever be forbidden to Leah, because he is alive at the time that she's not married, she wasn't taken in Yibam, and it's an Eish Yisachar Shelo B'Olamo. He was never alive when Shimon was alive. And now, the Yibam Yehuda. Now Yehuda does Yibam. So where do we stand right now? We have Levi married to his own wife, Levi's wife, as well as to Rachel. And we have Yehuda married to his own wife, Yehuda's wife, as well as Leah. Now, what happens next? More tragedy. Both Mace Levi the Yehuda. Both Levi and Yehuda die, obviously below bottom without children. If they're children, then this whole question doesn't get off the start. And now their wives fall. Levi's wife, which was Rachel, who according to Rabbi Shimon is also usher to Yisachar, but is permissible to Zevulun, and Leah, who is the widow of Yehuda, who is forbidden to Zevulun, but is permitted to Yisachar, so all of these fall, the Nafluhu, Lekam, Yisachar, Zevulun. And in this situation, this is Hasur Lezeh, Muteres Lezeh, Hasur Lezeh, Muteres Lezeh. Therefore, this is the case of Achoso Sheyivimta. So Rav Safra says, here you have the 15th case, according to Rabbi Shimon, also applicable. So Gemara asks, Lomali Yibim Yehuda, what did we add by adding on that Yehuda was Miyabim? Couldn't we have learned the same din below Yibim Yehuda, Nami Mishkachasla? It would have taught us the same thing. So Gemara says, Mishum Tzara. No, we wanted to add us the Chiddush over here that even if he didn't go and do Yibim with the sisters, either Rachel or Leah, but if he did it with the Tzara, the same dinim apply. So Gemara says, Hatenach Tzara, that's great for the Tzara. But what about, remember in the first Mishnah we said that this continues on and on, Tzara de Tzara, Maikal Memra. What about if the co-wife was taken by Levi, not Rachel? So how do we know that the Tzara's Tzara also continues down the line? So here the Gemara says an amazing thing. The Gemara says, how do you know this? Tzara de Tzara, Maikal Memra. We have to add two more brothers. Kegon, Behadar, Viavminu, Nami, God, Viosher. We have two other brothers, God and Osher. So when Levi and Yehuda died without children, so God and Asher, not Yisachar and Zvulun, God and Asher took the original wives of Levi and Yehuda, the Tzara of Rachel, the Tzara of Leah, they took them in Yibam. So now you have Tzara's, Tzara's Erva. And therefore, in this situation, when God and Asher die, and they die without children, so now they fall to Yisachar and Zvulun. So this is a classical example of even when the Yevimta over here is through a Tzara, so then this din applies down the road and continues for Yisachar and Zvulun, the eight brothers now, this same din applies, and that's why Rav Safra says, V'chein l'kulan, this applies to all of them, albeit the 15th and final case, Eish Yisachar Shelo B'Olamo only applies according to Rabbi Shimon. I know this was complicated, we've run out of time, but Baruch Hashem, we are now one full day ahead for Pesach. With this, we conclude today's shiur.